For WNCW, I'm Joe Kendrick, joined today by Richard Beard, host of Celtic Winds Sunday afternoons, 12 to 3. And you can also hear his counterpart, Tom Fallenbaum, playing all the music of the British Isles as we continue our series of looking back over the year 2016 and some of the great music that you may or may not have heard. Welcome, Richard.
Thank you, Joe. Nice being here.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with this series and giving folks a glimpse at some of the music as they compile their top 10 lists. Are there some Celtic releases that they should be considering?
Well, it's been an interesting year for Celtic music. You know, every year Tom and I think, well, last year was so great, we can see if this year we'll top it. And certainly this year, 2016, has been a banner year, not only for traditional bands that we normally play, but it's kind of a changing of the guard this year. A lot of young folks taking up the music and putting out some really, really interesting discs. Battlefield Band, of course, came out with a new album this year, as well as Alton and a couple other folks. Solus had a new release this year. But, you know, they've got their sound, and they're kind of mining what they do. But the exciting music is all these new bands, in particular a band called Callan from Wales. Some young folks, two fiddlers, a guitar player, a harpist, and, interestingly enough, piano accordion. Piano accordion is kind of the new thing that's come on the scene with bands like Barul and Mabon. And the interesting thing about the music now, even though they're based in Wales, you're getting a crossover of many different Celtic styles from one band. Also this year that was pretty interesting was the amazing Belfast bass piper John McSherry. Not only is McSherry a longtime player with luminaries like Donald Looney, but he's pumping out all kinds of interesting projects, trios that do almost like punk Celtic, and then he'll turn around and have a brand new album of basically solo pipe and low whistle, all stuff he's written referring to ancient Ireland. Just some really, really interesting stuff. There's a huge Belfast scene now with groups like Rialta in particular that have two Ellen Pipers, I think the only group around that does that. A burgeoning scene, certainly. There's always been a lot of Celtic music in Northern Ireland, but this new emphasis of young players and just a vibrant scene in Belfast is great to see.
Well, it seems like it was yesterday, Richard, but really it was the fall of 2014 that I remember being with you at a show that you helped put together in Shelby for a group called Open the Door for Three, which was tremendously well received.
Oh, some phenomenal players, basically based, well, they live in Maine, but they've got an Irish guy who lives in Chicago who's the bouzouki player. Top notch, some of the best stuff that's being performed today. People sometimes forget that a lot of the American players are certainly on the par of Irish or Scottish players, and some of the really interesting music now is coming from the States. Speaking of some of that interesting music from the States, there's a brand new release called Copley Street, which features three guys, Nathan Gurley on the fiddle, Joey Abarta on the Illan pipes, and Owen Marshall on bouzouki. Some of our listeners may remember Nathan Gurley from a release that came out last year called Life is All Checkered with fiddler Laura Feddersen. But this is a disc that's pretty straightforward, traditional Irish music. But all these guys are not from Boston. They've just immigrated there because of the huge Irish music scene. In particular, I love the Illan pipe playing of Joey Abarta, which, interestingly enough, reminds me of some of the old 78s from the 20s and the 30s, in particular, a fiddler named Leo Rosum, who was very influential in a lot of American players. And I don't know whether he's gone back and studied the 78s, but it's a real stylized, very interesting sound that's kind of different than some of the other pipers that are putting out discs today. Most of the Illan pipe players today are freeform, let it fly, and that's great music, but it's nice to hear the very traditional music occurring too. Another amazing occurrence is the proliferation of Irish-American crossover music. Now, back in the 1980s, Dedannan kind of mined that field a little bit, but it was more tongue-in-cheek. And these days, I think it's a real recognition of how similar American and Irish traditions are. In particular, some new releases, the Eileen Ivers disc that came out earlier this year, where she specifically looks at Irish-American music from the 1920s with kind of an update. And then you get these crossover bands like the Irishmen from Galway, Wee Banjo 3, that are purposely using American music and making an amalgam of American and Irish sounds. And our own regional Immigrant Band, which is a fabulous project that came out earlier this year, and it definitely focuses on trying to combine American and Irish sensibilities with great results. Just amazing stuff there.
So if somebody was looking at Celtic music and not having had a lot of experience with Celtic music and listening, what would be the gateway band for them or the gateway artist for them to get introduced into the world of the British Isles and Celtic music?
Well, I'd refer back to one of the heavy hitters like Battlefield Band, Alton, Solace, some of the folks that are steeped in the tradition and are really the top-notch players in their genre. But if you want to go out and get a little experimental too, some of these crossover bands like Immigrant Band is a great introduction to not only Irish music, but old-time music too, and how similar the two idioms are.
Because a lot of these American forms of music came directly from the British Isles.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And we think of old-time American music as a tradition of Western North Carolina, which it is, but a lot of it is based in music that was brought directly from Ireland or Scotland. It just kind of changed here. It got a backbeat when it came to North America with the black influence, but it's still music that ties directly back to its origins in Europe. We're really looking forward to 2017. It's hard to believe it could top this year, but there are so many new young bands. It seems like we're getting a release about every 2 weeks from somebody from either Scotland or France or Wales or the Isle of Man. Brand new band I'm waiting on now first of the year is several alumnus of Barul who put together a new band called Imar. And holy smoke, man, when you get to listen to these guys, it's some amazing stuff.
We're talking with Richard Beard, host of Celtic Winds on WNCW, as we look back on some of the great releases of 2016 and specifically today in the Celtic world. Thank you, Richard.
You're welcome, Joe.